Well, let's move on to something a little more entertaining. No, we won't do that, darling. I'm just flipping through the pages of notes that I have. You have to keep yourself organized, darling, with notes. It's very important. Or the show just goes crazy. I mean, ask Big Fatty. Sometimes he has no idea what he's doing, and then other times you can tell when he's organized, because the show flows. He's just, it'll be like Aunt Vera's show.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Auntie Vera's show. Auntie Vera's show always tends to flow. It always has everything leads into the next very calmly. I absolutely adore it. I do everything to modern myself after the ever fabulous Auntie Vera. And when she eventually dies, and God knows that's coming up soon, darling. I mean, if she never gets out of bed and that food hook is just used for everything, maybe some of us can take her reins.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
And when she eventually dies, and God knows that's coming up soon, darling.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 665 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of August, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show? Y'all, I had two rare meetings, and I'm gonna tell you about both of them and all kinds of other stuff. Yes, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Now, y'all, as you may have gathered from the music, y'all, one of the chance meetings Big Fatty had on Thursday, y'all, I ran by the post office and I was getting ready to walk into the building, and out comes, that's right, the skull. And y'all, she had on a pink outfit today, and her hair was as big as a big old pan of Jiffy Pop that you hadn't broken open yet. And y'all, she went, oh, hi, Big Fatty, and hi, Skull, and how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Y'all, it was just meaningless pleasantries. And then as she walked away, I just turned around and said, you know, I really hate her. Now, y'all, I told you about the jamboree, the big jamboree that is going on. And y'all, Thursday, y'all, I was out and about, and Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, Mr. Vader, he snapped a snapshot. And y'all, and it is today's show art. And because y'all, believe it or not, I was out and about, and y'all... There it was. It was the Ratmobile. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And y'all, I just about shot myself. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, the Ratmobile was parked. He was gone to the Jamboree. He was doing the weather live from the Jamboree. And there was the Ratmobile. And y'all, it was yes. So, anyway, just lovely. Now, y'all, I want to, have you noticed, especially those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, that the daylight hours are getting shorter. Y'all, they are getting noticeably shorter. And, y'all, I am all about that. And, y'all, I hadn't been sleeping worth a shit either. I might just tell you that. I have not been sleeping worth a shit. But the daylight hours are getting shorter. And I'm wondering if my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, has noticed that the daylight hours are getting longer down there in Oz. Yes, Big Freddy, I'm sure he has. So anyway, that's my observation of the day. Ah, Big Fatty, we love an observation of the day. Now, y'all, on Wednesday night, after I recorded the little show, guess where I went? Well, here's a little hint. Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? And y'all, cute little Brian. cute little Brian was my checker again. And he's just a doll baby. Just a doll baby. And the penny coupon this week was for the big roll, of the Publix paper towels. And y'all, that's a good thing. That is a very good thing because, you know, it's the horror weekend and, you know, you can never have too many rolls of paper towels for a horror weekend. Berg, honey, that's vulgar. But, y'all, that is the barbecue sandwich and the garden salad again. Yes, Berg, honey. And, y'all, I got my little niece a birthday card. And, y'all, they had rice on sale. I got some limes to take with me to the big horror event. Y'all, got some bananas. And, y'all, they had on sale the Fat Boy ice cream sandwich. So I had to get some of that. And I got some salad and celery. And, y'all, I got the... What kind of peanut butter was that? It was the reduced fat peanut butter, y'all. Because I'm gonna put it on some of my celery. Because you know celery and peanut butter, it's a treat. It's just a lovely treat. And y'all, I didn't spend very much because I'm gonna be gone quite a bit next week. But y'all, I spent $17.72. But y'all have saved $7.75. Y'all, that is almost a third. So, anyway, yes, Big Friday, you've done good this week. So, that's the coupon. I have received a couple of school stories that I want to share with you. And, let me just go over here for a second. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Y'all, it appears Miss Lauren. Miss Lauren was correcting me on the... Omar had the gay podcast Con Sabor Latino with Latin flavor. Flavor! Is that like Flavor Flav? Thank you, Miss Lauren. And y'all, Miss Lauren has got a little something con sabor for us for next week. Yes, Big Friday, we can't wait to share that. But y'all, I got an e-letter from David out there in the Denver. And you know, he and Brian. By the way, Brian plays me on the Words with Friends, y'all. And he's a very good player. But, David and Brian, they get together, and y'all, they made the Hamasol, and y'all, we are not in Hamasol weather yet. No! Unless, of course, you wanted to bake, like a big old baked pig. Baked pig! Big Freddy, I believe that is the title of today's little show, Baked Pig. Oh, Big Freddy, you come up with a good one every now and then. But, speaking of baked pig, y'all, Moose, the number one fan of the BFO, y'all, he sent a picture of a dead pig to Big Fatty. This is David in Denver now. Hey, Big Fatty, well, I do have some slides of me on my first day, but my sister has those now, but I have a copy of our home movies on DVD now, and yes, there's a segment of my first day of school, kindergarten. Dad started me at home all dressed up in gold pants, lighter gold Oxford-type shirt, and a gold sweater. Coming out of the front door of the house, standing on the steps, and my little sister had to come right up there with me. She just could not let me be always by my side. Mom was taking the still pictures, and she did not like my color of my shirt in the movie, so she came up to adjust it. Then the next segment you see is me walking up to the door of the school. Now, this is a country school, meaning that there are 2 to 3 grades in each class. Well, I am walking to the door, and you can see walking by the teacher's cars. And then I open the door and walk in. And yes, the 2 cars you see, I still know to this day which teacher had which car. Y'all, that is amazing. We had a hot lunch program in our school, so we did not take a lunch pail or box. Let me tell you, those cooks knew how to fix good food. Our kitchen for the small school was in the basement of one of the two buildings that were attached. And I still remember about the kindergarten class, we had a large teepee we made as a class, which we could read books on inside. In our classroom, and we eventually had a small store to buy things such as old toys and the like, we would use real pennies, dimes, and nickels. We had to learn how to spend money to get items, and this was an all-day kindergarten. I still remember Miss Chesley. Y'all, do you remember Miss Chesley? She was a great lady, even when her two sons would come to class once in a while to help out. They were several years older than we were, but were really hot looking. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, David was putting the make on Miss Chesley's sons. They must have been all of 7 or 8 years old, maybe 10. They may have been 10, and David is trying to get in the underoos. Oh, Break Friday, that's vulgar. Y'all, and then David continues. Oh, one more thing. We had milk in the afternoon for a snack, and of course, if any student brought birthday treats for the class, that is when we would have them. We could buy another milk if we wished, and on Fridays, we had chocolate milk. We would keep change in our desk for another milk if we wished to buy one. One student would pass out the milk, another would pass out the small straws. We had several jobs in our classrooms through my years at that school, like taking the damn chalkboard erasers outside and beating them on each other is one that I remember. There were usually two of us that had that job. Y'all, I remember cleaning the erasers. I remember it well. And y'all, that was you always got covered in that shit. David, thank you so much for the little stories of the one room school and the cleaning the erasers. Y'all, that's just a lovely story. And y'all, I had a couple of voice letters also, and one of them has a little story about going to school, too, so we're going to play them right now. Yes, Big Freddy, what a lovely way to end the week.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey there, Big Fatty. This is Sater69 from the Twitters and the Audio Boo. I just wanted to see if this voice letter thing on the Big Fatty online iPhone app was working, and it looks like it is. Oh my god. I wanted to answer your question. You asked about memories of school, and I wanted to pass on a memory of my mom. I remember when Capri Suns came out. I loved those Capri Suns, and like every kid back then, you had to be cool to have the Capri Suns, and I really wanted them. But my mom was a con artist, and I had to give up part of my allowance, my weekly allowance, to upgrade to the Capri Suns. I tell you, my mom was a grifter. She knew how to get money out of people, including her own beloved son. So yeah, there's my school memory. Love those Capri Suns. Also, I wanted to point out, a black 7 is not racist, mainly because everyone knows the blacks, they got at least 9. I'm just saying. All right, Big Fatty, I love you. I hope you've enjoyed this vocal massage, and I love your show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie.
This is Sater 69 signing off.
Dear Gussie, y'all, he got me. He got me. He got me. He got me. Y'all, I believe that is the first time that the Sater 69, who is out there in the California, has called the BFO. But y'all, did you hear him at the beginning of the little message? Y'all, he used the... He used the voice letter part of the upgrade of the BFO app for the iPhone. And y'all, it is working clear as a bell. It was clear as a bell. I could hear it. I didn't have to replay it twice. I didn't have to turn up my hearing aid or nothing. No, Big Freddy, it was lovely. So y'all, please, please use that, because y'all, that Steve in the Uck, that Steve in the Uck, in addition to giving the finger to people on the local news, and y'all, you can see all about that over that Kim. Beaver, that Kim Beaver's lodge. Y'all, she's got photographic evidence. Girl, I'm telling you, that Kim Beaver can find photographic evidence of anything, anything. But y'all, Stephen the Uck will be very, very excited if you use the 1.3 version 1.3 of the BFO app, and try that voice letter mechanical out. Because, and call Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy, it would be lovely if you had a few more calls, sort of like one from your grandson.
Hey, Grand Fatty, it's your grandson Stephen from Wisconsin. According to Wikipedia, hangnails are most often caused by dry skin and biting one's nails. So the best way to prevent them is lotion up and don't bite your nails if you happen to do that. Talk to you later.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is just, it is the sound of the angels, y'all. It is just the sounds of the angels coming out of his sweet little mouth. Oh, y'all, the weather rat is on the television machine right now, y'all. Ooh, Big Freddy, I know you're excited, but y'all, now, Stephen, I can assure you Big Fatty does not bite his nails. So that is not the problem with the hangnail on the Big Fatty hands. However, I would probably, you know, given the nature of some of the activities that Big Fatty participates in, I would probably like for you to get a clarification on what exactly lotion... what lotion I should be using, because you know there's Big Fatty has many things on his hands that could be considered a lotion in a large Big Fatty, spread it out, I can hear the turnip head now. You know, in the grand scheme of lotions, there are many things. Oh, we love a grand scheme of lotions. Now, y'all, this weekend, Big Fatty has got to get all packed up. Got to take the sling down, get it packed into the Ford Explosion to get ready for the big trip over to the Horror Hotel. Because, y'all, I'm leaving Wednesday morning. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, that Michael Brandon is going to be there. And there's going to be all kinds of gentlemen callers and just all kinds of fun. Oh, the only person I know that is not going to be there is that country boy Wes. And y'all, I've all but offered a warm place for him to rest his head. Ah, Big Freddy, no wonder he's not coming. Oh dear Gussie. Now y'all, I am recording this little show. Oh dear Gussie, prior to the Thursday night Big Brother, and y'all, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. They're turning it upside down in the Big Brother house, y'all. It's gonna be good. It's getting good, y'all. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, if you need something to balance all that good, y'all tune in to that little show out of the Woodland Hills. Because, y'all, it may not be around much longer, as that Donna Sugars, who we heard at the beginning of today's little show, reminded us about...
And when she eventually dies, and God knows that's coming up soon, darling.
Dear Gussie, y'all, let's just praise hydrogen.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.